All right, so your alarm goes off this morning at 5 a.m. to work out, yet you hit snooze about 3 or 4 times before actually hitting stop, and you roll over and go back to sleep for good. So you make the decision that you're going to work out at lunch, but instead you work out your thumbs as you scroll social media because you just need a mental break. So you make the decision that you're going to work out at after work instead. But instead, you drive in the opposite direction of the gym because you are just tired. You're ready for the day to be over. Let's face it, you know you're supposed to work out at least 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, for so many reasons. Yet, you find a million things to do instead of working out. Because when it comes right down to it, you really don't want to work out. You might even say to yourself, I hate working out. You want to work out. You want to have the desire to work out, but you don't. So how do you get there? How do you become one of those people who want to work out? Well, hang with me for a bit, and I'm going to give you some ways to change that loathing to loving, and if not loving, some strong, intense like. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. So you hate working out. And before we get into that, I really don't like to use the word hate and exercise in the same sentence. So let's say you have a very strong dislike for working out. And over time, your responses and reactions have become second nature. I say, let's go work out. And automatically you say, ugh, I hate working out. You've probably just accepted it as a fact and you've tried to work around the feelings. Which would be okay if you worked out despite the feelings, but that's not what you're doing. You plan to work out and you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go work out. And when it comes to working out, you do anything but work out. If you're supposed to work out in the mornings, you stay up late and you're too tired to work out. Or if you're supposed to work out during lunch or after work, you're too busy. You've got called into an emergency meeting. There are 1,000 other things that you do. And the list goes on and on and on. And listen, I am not judging because I'll be honest, I've been there, done that. I've got the t-shirt and the hat. I mean, really, how do you think I know all of the reasons so well? I didn't always love working out. I really didn't. As a matter of fact, early on in my health and wellness journey, my husband would ask me to meet him at the gym after work so many times. And I would stand him up on a regular basis. Or if I got there, it was like a half-hearted workout and I was ready to go shortly after I got there. I mean, working out was not my thing at the time. So I definitely understand. I really do. Here's the thing. You may never love or even like working out, but if it's important to you, if it's important enough, then you need to make it a priority. And that's the word I want to focus on. I want to focus on priority. You have to make it a priority because of all the reasons that you know. You know that being physically active improves your brain health. It reduces the risk of disease. It strengthens your bones and your muscles. It improves your ability to do just everyday activities, and it helps you to manage your weight. So now I know that you know all of these reasons, but I want to remind you so that you begin to see exercise as a priority rather than just something that you don't like to do. I like to think about working out like your dental hygiene. It's a non-negotiable. You brush and floss your teeth every day, right? Without fail, you brush your teeth twice, maybe even three times a day, and you floss at least once a day, I'm sure. You really don't even think about it. It's part of your morning routine, your evening routine, and maybe even your lunchtime routine. Because it's critical to your dental health, which impacts your overall health, you make it a priority. You don't say to yourself, okay, let me brush my teeth as part of my dental hygiene because it's preventative care. Nope, you don't say that at all. It's just automatic for you at this point. It's automatically one of the first things you do in the morning and one of the last things you do at night. Let's call it an automatic priority. And that's the same way I want you to think about exercise. Think of it as an automatic priority. So that you don't think about if you're going to work out, you think about when you're going to work out. You know it's going to happen because you're prioritizing it as a component of your physical health, much like you prioritize brushing and flossing your teeth as a critical component of your dental health. So again, you may not ever be in love with working out, but once you make the mindset shift from I hate or I don't like working out to I need to work out, let me figure out when, I can guarantee you that it will make all the difference in your ability to work out, and it will become a prioritized habit for you, much like brushing your teeth. Now, once you start making progress and shifting your internal dialogue about working out and it's becoming an automatic priority, to keep the momentum, I want you to think about or do these three things. First, think about your preference when it comes to working out. Is it walking? Is it running? Is it biking? Do you prefer to work out at home or in a gym? When it comes to strength training, do you prefer weights, bands, dumbbells, kettlebells? For me, once I saw how much my body transformed from lifting weights, I was hooked. I was truly hooked, and it has become a passion. I truly love lifting weights. And I say all that to say is that you have to figure out what really sparks your interest so that you can keep the momentum. If you don't, it can take some of the winds out of your sails when you're trying to build the habit of working out. Second, if you can, find an accountability partner. Get you the support of a friend or a family member. Having an accountability partner is a great way to keep working out a top priority for you. Having my husband initially as a support was a game changer for me. He showed me the ropes when it came to weight training, and I knew that I had somebody there who was invested in their health as well as invested in seeing me succeed. So finding somebody that can help and partner with you can definitely be the secret sauce. But here's a word of caution. Choose your workout partners or your accountability partner wisely. It's not a good idea to partner with someone who feels the same way you feel about working out. If it's not something that they're strong at, or if they don't feel passionate, or if they haven't made that transition, then it's probably not going to benefit either of you for you to become accountability partners. Which brings me to my last point, which is it something that you can do on your own, or do you need to invest in a coach or a personal trainer? Having a professional who is invested in your success and who has the knowledge can be very, very beneficial. It can be a game changer for you. So if that's something that you're interested in, I definitely would suggest that you take the time and the energy to find someone that maybe can help you build that momentum now that you're making that mental shift in making working out a habit. And I want to end by saying that I know and I acknowledge that if working out, exercise, or movement, or whatever it is you call it, is something that you really don't like doing, it may be hard to think about it any other way. But I encourage you for the next 21 days, just give it 3 weeks to think about it as not will you work out, but when will you work out? Think about it not as an option, but as an automatic priority. Do that for 21 days because, as you know, it's all about consistency. Do it for 21 days, and I am confident that you will see a shift in your thinking and you'll find yourself working out because it's a necessary automatic priority. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.